Hey everyone, this is Deborah Burton, your host for Solutions from Scripture, from the desk of a Christian consultant. Know better so you can do better. Welcome to 21 Quick Lessons on Overcoming Personal Issues, from the Encounters of a Christian Consultant. Lesson 1. No gnats allowed. How our thoughts affect our life and relationships. Let's talk about something we all struggle with. It's called gnats. The gnats we'll be talking about is not the insect type of G-N-A-T-S, but rather the N-A-T-S kind. And what in the world is gnats? It's those pesky thoughts that crawl in the attics of your brain and drive you crazy. They are the unwanted guests that eat away at a positive perspective. NATS stands for negative automatic thoughts. In other words, they are the impulsive thinking patterns that are habitual and harmful. Negative thoughts can be viewed through the lens of sadness and madness, misery and moodiness, worry and doubt, and also the D words, despondency, discouragement, despair, and disillusionment. Continual negative thoughts can keep us in the cycle of chaos, confusion, and unresolved conflict. We can wade in the waters of gloom and doom, the pit of despair, a gray cloud hanging over us, with no light at the end of the tunnel. We can live in a state of hopelessness and give up. It can become more serious with anxiety and depression. Our repetitive negative thinking patterns keep us in the quicksand instead of moving us forward toward solutions. Day after day, these types of thoughts can overtake us. We can get so used to them that we don't realize how badly our negativity is affecting others in a negative way. Negative thoughts cause us to talk in a downbeat way. They develop emotions that overwhelm us. They cause us to react from perspectives that keep us stuck. Negative thoughts give us pessimistic perspectives and attitudes. There can be continual disapproval of ourselves, others, and God. If we focus on fearful thoughts, then the outcome is anxiety and worry. If we center our thoughts on how others have hurt us, then the outcome can be a bitter spirit. If we concentrate on having contentious thoughts, then we develop an ungrateful attitude. If we think lustful thoughts, then we can do lustful things. If we think prideful thoughts, we become a prideful person. If we think mean thoughts, then we can react in mean ways. If our thinking patterns are based on deceit or wrong perspectives or unhealthy conclusions, then we will be living our life in deceitful and unhealthy thinking. We can become a negative person in many ways. Sometimes it starts with just a few negative thoughts, but they keep recycling, and then more and more are added. Pretty soon, there are many negative thoughts that recycle much of the time. Gnats put a damper on the way we respond to life situation, and that's why we need to get rid of them before they overtake our life. Our relationships are affected in a negative way with gnats. Negative thought patterns can seep into our relationships and tear them down instead of building them up. This can drive others away from us instead of pulling them toward us. The unwanted aftermath of continual negative thinking, interacting, and responding is that it can diminish or even dissolve relationships because it is so draining and discouraging. Negative thinking patterns keep us from seeing the good, the positive, and the potential solutions that can get us out of our slump. In our lifetime, we will continue to encounter various hardships, but they shouldn't control us to think in a continual, ineffective way. Life situations can be extremely painful, such as death and serious illness, loss of a job or divorce, having feelings of loneliness and rejection, and the list goes on and on and on. Dealing with difficulties by learning from them and developing perseverance is part of our journey for wisdom in life and relationship skills. We can't give up or give in to destructive gnats because it's not so much about the hardships in life, but rather what we think about them. Is there any hope for getting rid of gnats? Yes. The good news is we can learn how to be better at the way we think, but we need tools on how to tear down our negative thoughts while also building beneficial ways to think. We'll be discussing those tools in just a couple of minutes. Something I wanted to share with you. Gnats was probably the number one problem I repeatedly encountered with my clients during consulting sessions. There was a diversity of problems, ages, backgrounds, etc. But what kept any of them in their problems was their continual negative thinking about their problems. Negative thinking made a mess in their minds and made their lives stay messy. But when they learn tools that help them progress toward positive solutions, then it changed their perspective on how to deal with their problems instead of being imprisoned by them. It didn't mean their problems or a problem person magically went away. Rather, they saw what their personal responsibility was in dealing with difficulties so they could be free to move forward. It always started with their thoughts because that's what drove every other aspect of their lives. Until they changed that, it was next to impossible to change anything else. Gnats didn't work for them in the least, but changing their thought patterns transformed their lives. It took several sessions and much practice on their part, but it was amazing to see the difference when people learned how to let go of the negative, the weak, and the ineffective thought patterns and replace them with positive thoughts based on truth, powerful thoughts that were strong and healthy, and a productive way of thinking that was highly effective. Getting rid of gnats really works, and it really makes a dramatic difference in how we deal with difficulties. Difficulties shouldn't drive us into continual negativity. A difficult situation might not change. Maybe God doesn't make a circumstance go away. Perhaps a person continues down a hurtful, destructive path. We might not be able to change certain things in our own life, but we should change what we can. And that first change is to change the way we think. Let's do PAT, practical application tools. 5 tools to get rid of gnats. First tool, think about what you're thinking about. Second tool, don't trust you, but trust God. Third tool, think biblically. Fourth tool, retrain your brain. Fifth tool, put on the armor of God to fight the battle in your mind. Let's get into more detail about these tools. We start by humbly asking God to help us have the thought patterns He wants us to have. And this means we need to hold on to His way of thinking while we let go of our own negative thinking. First tool, think about what you are thinking about. 2 Corinthians 10:5. We are destroying speculations and every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. How do you take your thoughts captive? First thing you do is assess where your thoughts are coming from. Satan and his lies? The world's perspective and deception? Your thoughts based on experience, education, your own beliefs that can be unstable and flawed? Or God's word, which could have been added to, subtracted from, or twisted? Who are you going to pick to guide your thoughts, your conclusions, and your beliefs? Satan, God's truth, the world, or your own human understanding? In the verse I just quoted, 2 Corinthians 10:5, it's regarding Paul in the New Testament talking about false teachers which create deceitful thinking. In posing this as spiritual war for the mind, Paul reveals an essential truth. Wrong teaching leads to wrong thinking, which leads to disobedience to Christ. This creates all kinds of problems for us and others. Wrong thinking comes from someone or somewhere. Until we get rid of deceptive or wrong thoughts, we will always have a battle of conflict and confusion, doubt and worry, or hopelessness going on inside our head, which weighs us down and burdens us. That's why we need to capture our thoughts and then evaluate them. Do they line up with God's truth or deceitful thinking? Are they unhealthy and harmful? Are they useless and wasting our time? Are we believing the opinion of another person that could be wrong? Let's look at this verse, Romans 12:2. And do not be conformed to this world, but rather be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect. It's our natural human instinct to think the way we want to think and the way the world tells us to think. This only leads to negative thinking because it's not based on God's truth that sets us free from wrong thoughts. Our way of thinking and the world's way might seem to work for a while, but in the long run, it wears out and wears us down. Only God's way of thinking works long term. We must renew our minds by letting go of our old useless thoughts. Out with the old and in with the new. This is done by continually washing our mind with the Word of God. What transforms us is thinking God's thoughts instead of our own and then putting God's word into action. Second tool, don't trust you, but trust God. There are two choices, trust in ourselves or trust in God. Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will make your path straight. Heart means your mind, your thinking. Trust in the Lord with all your thinking, with all your mind. Only God sees the big picture regarding life situations. We only see what's right in front of us. Therefore, why would we trust in our limited understanding? Instead, why not trust in the necessary things that God has already told us about in his word? Romans 8:28. And we know with great confidence that God causes all things to work together for good for those who love God, to those who are called according to his plan and purpose. Many times, negative thoughts come from not knowing what God says in Scripture on how to think and act regarding all kinds of situations. Many times, negativity is an issue that relates to not trusting in God, not relying on him, and not believing in his character. Other times, negative thoughts come from not surrendering to God's way of living life. Negative thoughts can be a consequence of rebelling against God. Here's a verse about staying on God's thinking path. Isaiah 26:3. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Our own thoughts can steal away our peace because we're trying to figure out things on our own. But God tells us to do the opposite. Get rid of our own negative, useless thoughts and instead keep thinking about godly wisdom. Peaceful thinking is when we believe he is powerful and is always at work, even when we don't understand what is going on and don't see the good in a situation. What matters is what he sees and what he understands. It doesn't mean we will never battle with negative thoughts ever again. It simply means we will continue to learn how to be stronger in a battle we can win when we know how to conquer our negative thoughts. Trust is a choice. The question is, who do I trust? Me and my thoughts or God and his thoughts found in Scripture? Third tool, think biblically. Isaiah 55:8-9, God is saying, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." When we try to figure out the whys in this lifetime and assume we know better than God, then we will have frustrated thoughts that recycle. Then we become a frustrated person that lives a frustrated life. In humility, we must realize our thoughts can't possibly comprehend the answers to all the whys. God's ways are not merely different than ours, but they are higher than ours. There is no comparison to his wisdom and our imperfect human understanding. Therefore, God doesn't expect us to always know how to think about life situations. Rather, he simply tells us to trust in his character. We must remember not to get into God's business. Just take care of our own responsibilities, because thank you very much, but God is fully capable at knowing and doing what is best. And newsflash, we don't. Let's do a little review. First, we must think about what we are thinking about, from Satan, God, the world, or our own way of thinking. Second, we must choose to either trust our own way of thinking or to trust God by guiding our thoughts back to him. Third tool, we do this by thinking biblically. We guide our thoughts to God's way of thinking by knowing the verses on the specific issues that are in our life. One of the most powerful ways to change our thought patterns is to pattern them after the Word of God. So here's one way to think biblically. Go to openbible.info. At the top, press Topical Bible. Go down just a bit until you find the rectangular box. Then type in a topic such as, anxiety, fear, bitterness, anger, doubt. Press find out. All kinds of scripture verses from the Old and New Testament will come up along with Psalms and Proverbs. Now, personalize the way you will retrain your brain. Choose at least three scriptures you especially like. Jot those down on a 3x5 recipe card or a special notebook for retraining my brain. Memorize those, and then every time you start thinking negative thoughts, immediately quote those verses and then pray about them instead of thinking about the negative thoughts. Here's one way to memorize. Repeat a verse 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the afternoon, and 3 times in the evening for a total of 9 times a day. This is just a quick way to memorize scripture verses. And also, reading them first thing in the morning and also before you go to bed at night helps in washing out the negativity as you meditate on those verses. Get godly counsel. If you need encouragement on how to change what you can or should, and also on how to let go of what you can't change. Sometimes we need wise advice on how to take personal steps of action along with letting go of the negative thought patterns. Knowing the Word of God and actually applying it to our life is what will transform the way we think, believe, and act. 2 Timothy 2:15. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 through 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. Fourth tool, retrain your brain. It's essential we are consistent and committed to retraining our brain. In order to retrain our brain, we must not toy with negative thoughts. Right in the moment, right at the start, when the negative thinking comes, stop it. Don't toy with it. Don't stop there. Retraining means untrain. Untrain your brain by stopping the wrong way to think and then immediately thinking the right way to think. We have to untrain in order to retrain. Think the right way, right away, right now in the moment when the negative thoughts start creeping in and want to take over. Turn toward beneficial thinking while you turn away from useless thinking. Strengthen your brain by making it think truthful thoughts based on scripture, common sense, realistic and not out of control emotions, or a sense of entitlement or hopelessness. Retrain yourself from wrong thinking. Restrain has the word train in it. So restrain means to train. Train your brain to think the right way by retraining and restraining yourself from thinking the wrong, negative way. Don't allow yourself to wallow in negativity. Don't take up precious brain space by filling it with useless thinking. Instead, feed your brain the right thinking food so you can speak and act in a healthy, godly, wise, productive way in life and relationships. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. Scripture is not merely meant to be known. It is meant to be put into action. This means a daily effort to change our thoughts to God's thoughts. Thoughts that are based on God's truth, what is noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. This describes God's word that takes the place of our gnats. Fifth and final tool. Put on the full armor of God to fight the battle going on in our mind. The enemy, Satan, the deceiver, wants to defeat us with negative thoughts. But thinking God's word, thinking about his ways and his wisdom is the sword that makes us win the battle in our mind. When we put on the full armor of God, it keeps our thoughts on how God helps us in all our battles of life. God is for us. Satan is against us. Therefore, we fight against our negative thoughts with the power of the Word of God as we let go of Satan's destructive devices that want to defeat us through our thoughts. God wants us to have the victory, and here is how. Ephesians 6, verses 11 through 18. Put on the full armor of God so that you will be able to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. Struggling with negative thoughts and words is one of the biggest tricks Satan uses to diminish and destroy our life and relationships. Something as simple as our thoughts are monumental in moving us away from walking in truth, in God's wisdom, and in solutions for hardships. Therefore, tools to help retrain our brain and to fight the battle to win, to think in a beneficial, effective way, is what can transform many areas of our life. Let's recap the 5 practical application tools to get rid of gnats. First tool, think about what you are thinking about. Second tool, don't trust you, but trust God. Third tool, think biblically. Fourth tool, retrain your brain. Fifth tool, put on the armor of God to fight the battle in your mind. So now you know, one of the most important efforts any of us can make is, every day I'm going to take my thoughts captive and assess them before they get out of control. Do they line up with the truth found in God's Word? Are my thoughts healthy and constructive? What scriptures can I replace my useless thoughts with? I won't let Satan deceive me or diminish my life potential through deceitful wrong thinking. Instead, I'm going to put on the full armor of God to win at the battle that goes on in my mind. In closing, I'm going to share with you about a woman who pushed people away from her because of her continual gnats. She was really a sweet person with lots of good qualities, but people couldn't see that because of her constant negative outlook on life and in relationships. The problem was, she didn't overcome the negativity of her past. Over the years, she got good counsel on how to deal with this, but she just kept recycling all the bad. When she got married, she continually poured out negativity on her husband with not only her past, but also about him. She didn't focus on solutions, but rather concentrated on all the wrong. They didn't stay married. He ended up marrying someone else. She did have children, and they lived in a very negative environment with her. When they did become adults and had a life of their own, one of her children didn't want to be around her at all. And the other one developed such a negative relationship with her that she also lived in continual negativity, just like her mom. To this day, that woman still lives in negativity, even though she has many positive, beautiful blessings that surround her. She is so infected with gnats that she has driven her family away from her. No matter what they say or do to help her, she is more comfortable and the negative. To this day, she lives alone, but beside her best friend, negativity. Her life would have and still could be so different in a good way if she got rid of her gnats. I hope this podcast helps you get rid of your personal useless gnats whenever they pester you. Please partner with me by subscribing and sharing with friends so together we can reach more people with encouraging solutions. And remember, change your thoughts to God's thoughts if you want to change your life. Thanks so much for listening. Together, we're learning the difficult topics and the encouraging ones. It's all about God's Word. Know it, live it, and share it. Isaiah 40, verse 8, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever.